Property management is one of the most misunderstood parts of real estate investing, and yet it is one of the most important. There are basically three things that a novice investor worries about, and let me acknowledge them and comment about each one. First, what happens if I buy a property and I can't get it rented? My answer, if you've done your homework and you followed what I suggested about buying the right property in the right neighborhood, you will not have a problem. You know, attracting prospective tenants is going to be a lot easier than you expect, so don't make the mistake that many investors who don't know any better do, and that is accepting the first person that comes along with cash, unless you've qualified them. I'll be talking about that a little bit later in this audio chapter. You see, vacancies are not a management problem. They're knowledge problems. Number two, how am I going to handle being awakened in the middle of the night about a stopped-up toilet? That happened to a friend of my uncle's. Well, the answer is, believe me, in 32 years of management, I've never had that happen, nor have my managers. It has to do with tenant selection and how you write the lease, and I'll be going to that in some detail shortly. And the third concern, what happens if my tenants don't pay me? How to quickly evict delinquent and troublesome tenants is important, and I'll be going into that in depth later in this audio chapter, but it need not be a problem. These are all important concerns because if you don't have good property management skills, then you will likely have high management costs and bad tenant relationships, and management of the property will be a burden. Property management problems are not a function of the business itself. They're a function of lack of knowledge and therefore understanding. First, let me talk about finding tenants.